Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
And welcome to the Chronicles of Nannia, a nanny resource podcast made for nannies by me, a nanny. This is your host, Martha Tyler. And this week, we are going to be talking to the fabulous Sue Downey about Nannypalooza. Hello, Sue.
Hello, Martha. It's so good to be back with you again.
Yes, I was so excited when you reached out to talk about Nannypalooza because it's one of my favorite events ever. And I love chatting with you.
Well, that is so very nice of you. Yes, it's always more fun when you're there. But it's always more fun when everyone's there. That's why I'm so excited to be doing it live and in person again this year.
Yes, that's going to be just so, so much fun.
Yes. So the sadness of my 2020 was not just that we couldn't have Nannypalooza, which was hard, but it was the 15th anniversary of Nannypalooza in 2020. So I had planned Nanny Cruise-a-Palooza, which was a cruise that incorporated, you know, not just the fun of being on a cruise, but also some professional development and then a land version that was less expensive because that cruise, you know.
Yeah.
And we had to postpone the land version, and we ended up having to cancel the cruise because I just didn't feel comfortable knowing when it was going to be safe again. And I think everyone's going to – that's going to take some time, more than just a few months.
Right.
And so it was really hard, and it was financially hard, and it was morally hard, and it was just so sad. So now, you know, it's such a sign of optimism that we're able to talk about being together in person, and so we're going to do the Nannypalooza in Connecticut.
Yes!
Which is one, we're back at a smaller hotel this year. I rolled the contract over from last year to this year. So it's going to be smaller, but that's probably better because we have to be careful. We're still going to be very cautious with our protections and stuff, and we can talk about that. But so we're at the DoubleTree Bradley Airport, which is just north of Hartford. It's an airport hotel, so it has the free shuttle, and we're there October 8th, 9th, and 10th, live and in person. And like I said, the numbers keep shifting because of COVID. So at first we started out, we could only have a very small number. Then we were at 100. Now the Connecticut is saying, well, we're open for business again. But it could change in the fall when summer is over. So we'll probably be around 100 to 125, maybe 130. I don't want to push it too much, but yeah, so it's very exciting, smaller, but more fun than ever.
Yes. I just can imagine how many hugs there's going to be
And I think we're going to figure something out about the hugging. So, like, there's all these things that it's such an interesting thing. Like, the world's so different. Every little thing is so different. And even though in a lot of ways it feels like we're going back to normal now, you still can't quite get there because the kids aren't vaccinated and we work with children. Right. So while if this was just going to be a bunch of adults, like if this was, you know, the Doctors Association or pro golfers tournament, you know, like that's one thing because you're talking about all adults who have the ability to be vaccinated and, you know, and whatever. But with the kids, and it's unlikely at this point, the kids that we care for will be vaccinated by the beginning of October. We have to be a little more careful. So I imagine there's going to be a lot of hugging, but I think maybe we'll come up with some sort of badge system so that if you aren't comfortable being hugged, there's a way that you can communicate that with everyone. Because if you care for an immunocompromised kid or even just, you know, what your family's been doing, we'll figure it all out together, I think.
Yeah, I think that's so great. And I honestly, you know, COVID and the pandemic was awful, awful, awful. But there are these little silver linings and like examinations of systems right. that we've just taken for granted. And I think like having a badge system for hugging anyway, like not a bad idea, because there are people that really don't like being hugged. And
exactly.
It's just so fun.
No. And there's all kinds of things too. Like, it's so funny. We always joke about the post Nanny Palooza, everybody gets a cold because, you know, or whatever. But this year there'll be a lot of things in place that will probably be masked, even if it's not mandated. Right. Just because not everyone will be, I'm not requiring that you be vaccinated. I'm encouraging you strongly.
Yes.
Be vaccinated. But, so we'll probably be masked. The buffet for like food, the hotel has a whole new system. So we have to do that. We won't have as many vendors this year because the space layout is different. But you're right. The silver lining is there's a better chance that not everyone will go home with, you know, a cold from being together all weekend. Right. Hopefully a lot of smiles and happiness and inspiration and ideas, but no germs. That's what we're hoping for.
That is the dream, I think. Because, yeah, I've been talking with my nanny family about, like, I do think that colds and things, because we have been so separate and like masked and everything, and as we go back into a world where germs can be spread, I just think that everyone needs to keep in mind that we are probably going to be spending this winter
sick,
pretty sick.
Right. Well, yeah, because last winter, like if you stop and think about it, Last winter was our healthiest. I didn't get sick once. Not even a sore throat.
Well, no, I did actually get COVID. Oh. So I did get sick once. Well, but only that.
Right. Well, yeah. And like our allergies this spring, I noticed that me and the kids are bothered a little more than typical. And I think it's because, you know, we didn't go through that in the winter. It feels worse because it's been a long time since, you know, I had a runny nose or whatever. Right. So, yeah. Well, and there's other silver linings too. I think we will be very excited to be connected again in a way that maybe we took for granted before. It makes events like Nanny Palooza or smaller nanny get-togethers. I saw the New York nannies just had a little picnic yesterday. Hmm. And just the light on their faces, seeing the pictures, we're all going to be taking that more, you know, holding it dearer to our hearts, I guess. And that sounds old fashioned way to say that, but
but I think it's so true. Yeah. Well, let's back up and just tell listeners, what is Nanny Palooza?
Sure. I know, maybe you don't even know.
Just in case.
So Nanny Palooza is a conference for nannies, and it started 15 years ago, like I said. We thought, you know, there should be an affordable option for nannies to come together, learn some new ideas, from experts outside the field, as well as from experts inside of our own arena, connect with each other, and just spend a weekend sort of charging your batteries, is the best way to describe it to me. We've done a lot of work to make it a very inclusive, laid back, playful, fun atmosphere, because we know that you learn more from play than from anything else. And that's true for adults as it is for kids. So we ask the presenters to be very hands-on and concrete whenever they can be. And that has worked out really well for us. It's nice. It's a great mixture. We've really built a community in the last, 15 years. So when you come, whether you're the kind of person that, wants to hug everyone, right, or maybe you're a little more introverted or very introverted or anxiety filled, we're going to be able to help you. We will match you up with somebody who can help you navigate that process. We'll take your cues and go with it, and you can jump into the fray and be out there, or you can sit back and be an observer and more, in your own space, which is fine. What I really truly believe is that we're all teachers, we're all learners, and that there's space for all of us under this tent. And so that really is the core value that we've built. And I say we, it's my baby. I started it with my friend Laura Brawley. We had a nonprofit that this sort of grew out of, but it's really been my passion project, for most of its existence. And the things that Laura and I held very true back then are still the same things that we do every year at me with a bunch of volunteers and speakers and people who believe in the mission of it. If you're out there and you're a nanny, you know how hard it is to go day by day without another adult to talk to sometimes, or, having your friends ask you, why are you still a babysitter? Or, they just don't get it. And so we always talk about the powerful moment of walking into a room where 150, 125 people get exactly what you mean when you talk about Monday morning dishes. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to explain that feeling or that whatever. Everybody understands, and they get that you're a single person, but you have car seats in the back seat, and right, that in your purse at any given time there might be, a copy of Good Night Moon and a diaper. So that's what Nanny Plus is. And we offer workshops. Typically it's 3 workshops to choose from in each time slot, and there's 6 time slots the day. This year it's structured a little different, again, because of spacing, so there'll only be 2 choices, and then we added a few optional ones on Friday just so that you still felt like you had more. We try to keep the pricing extremely affordable. Mm-hmm. This year, again, because of COVID and space and money, it's more expensive, but I'm determined to bring that price back down to, after this year. But we try to keep it really affordable. It's not glamorous. It's not, a weekend away someplace fancy, but you will have a good time and you'll learn something.
Yes. And you are so right about the feeling of walking into a room full of other humans who get it, who want to talk child theory, who will hold space for you or help you problem solve. And a lot of times will ask you which one you want. They're like, do you want me to just listen, or do you want me to help you work through this? Just being in a room with so many other people who truly understand what you do every day, it's so powerful.
It is. And I don't know if it's like this for you, but it also is nice because you see this sort of universal nature of our job, because mm-hmm. a lot of times it feels like nobody understands And then when you meet people from all over the world, like, hopefully borders stay open because we have somebody coming from Amsterdam and a few mm-hmm. from London and states all over the country. You know, it's kind of neat to be in a room with nannies from all these different places.
It really is. And I just remember, like, walking in and everyone is just so kind. And, like, there are certainly, like, extroverts and introverts there and people who will walk up to you. Or sometimes, you know, people who will just come up when you're sitting at a table and be like, hey, can I sit down here too? And then you start talking and I've made some of, you know, some really dear friends from Nanny Palooza. And I went, 3 years ago now? And like, yeah. I'm still in touch with a lot of the nannies I met there. And I get a lot of listener feedback of feeling really isolated. Because as we've talked about, it can be a really isolating career. And if you are feeling that way, and it is doable for you to make it to Nanny Palooza, even if it's not doable this year, if it's next year, but if it is doable this year, do it, because it really, like, it's one of the absolute best ways to fix that feeling of isolation, because then you'll have, like, people in your corner all over the world.
Right. Well, and I think, you know, we talk about that feeling a lot. The other thing I want to tell people is, so we have workshops. So mm-hmm. our workshops are usually really amazing. I try to keep it so that we fall into these sort of tracks, so that it's not all the sort of same things. So there's health and safety and nutrition. There's working with families. There's professional development topics. There's child development topics. And I fill in this grid as I book the sessions so that there's lots of different things depending on what you need. You don't have to register in advance for anything. Once you register for the conference, you can choose what you want to go to. And we even encourage nannies, if it's not what you want, once you're there, quietly just go to the other, you know, leave and go to what you need to get out of it, what you need to get out of it. This year, my workshops are focused a lot on techniques and things that we can do to help kids as we're entering in. So there's a fair amount of things on, like, anxiety relief and play. And I found a workshop, this woman's going to present teaching self-care to kids, which is so amazing, because we've done self-care things lots of times and certainly continue, but we rarely talk about how do we teach kids to take care of themselves. How do we give them that knowledge that's something that they need to do even at a young age? And what does that really mean for a kid? Because it's a little different for a kid who's not maybe going to go get a massage or, right. you know, they're not going to worry about eating healthy or exercising the same way that an adult would. So that's going to be exciting. I found this woman her program's called Deep Play. And she has YouTube videos of about 60 different ways to teach kids how to breathe. There's the hot chocolate breath. There's a box breath. There's a balloon breath. There's a ship breath. There's, like, all these different sort of breathing things that we can teach kids and ourselves. So we have a lot of workshops like that. Then we have things like food allergies, like a new way of looking at food allergies, mm-hmm. and potty training this year, which I've never been able to have. People have asked. So an expert come in and talk about potty training. We have somebody coming to talk to us from our main sponsor is Homework Solutions, mm-hmm. who sponsored me every year, write me a big check so that I can keep the pricing down for everyone. And they're going to come and talk about taxes and contracts and some things that may have changed after the pandemic that you may need to adjust your contracts or think about taxes in a different way. So those workshops are great. And I know for some nannies, they're all jazzed right now and they're like, yay. And some nannies are sitting there thinking, well, I know all of that. I've taken classes on that or whatever. And I agree that a lot of times you go to some of these workshops and it is things that maybe you No, at the price point that we're offering, I'm not like flying in experts from the Mayo Clinic.
Right.
Like, you know, but I love to say that a lot of my speakers are very immersed into the nanny world. They understand nannies. So they're going to present the information in ways that are more accessible to you than if you did go to the Mayo Clinic and went to, you know, whatever. Also, the other thing is, it's about inspiration as much as anything else. Mm-hmm. So I've been a nanny for 28 years now or 29. I don't even remember. A long time. I've taken tons of classes. I'm pretty well-versed. Not the smartest cookie in the package by all means, but I've been
disagree.
Around. I've been around. And I still am excited every year to sit in on a class that, for whatever reason, that year speaks to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll walk away with one or two or three new ideas, or I'll be reminded of something that I had sort of forgotten, or I'll see something from a different perspective. We can all learn. And that is exciting to me in so many ways. Oh, and I'm so excited we have a nanny coming to share how she incorporates her culture into... Mm-hmm. Into working with kids, and how that you can, like, practical ways that no matter if you're Norwegian or African or Caribbean or Spanish, you know, Hispanic, Latinx, whatever your culture might be, how could you share that with the family? And what does that look like? How do you talk to parents about it? How could it inform your, and then another nanny who's going to talk about, building a culturally diverse library for your nanny families. And not just the same, it's funny, she was like, not just Harriet Tubman. We're going to go past like the seven, you know, like every kid needs a book on Martin Luther King. Right. But that's not the only kind of culturally rich suggestions that we need to keep going back to. So I'm super excited about the topics. They're a little different this year, but every year I'm excited about that. So,
yeah. And I totally agree with what you say about like being a forever learner is one of the things that I love that being a nanny provides me with. Literally no day is the same. Like you don't walk into the same day ever as a nanny, really, you know, and you can have your structure, you can have your routines, and yet you meet the kids where they are each day. And I think that even, you know, I've now taken like, I don't know, so many classes on positive discipline because I love it. And I get something new out of it every time I take it. And I interviewed one of my positive discipline teachers on this podcast, and she was saying she like re-ups and takes a new course every year or so, because she's like, you know, as you're focused on building this skill,
yeah,
you let the other ones go. And then when you're like, oh, I've got that one down pat, you're able to hear the other part of what each speaker has to offer.
No. And I think that's why, you know, I'm all for expensive, invest and do these like great things. But if you aren't at a place where that's, you know, you can't afford college tuition or
right.
a more in-depth whatever, if you are at least doing this, you're keeping your mind elastic. Mm-hmm. You're like thinking about your practice in a way that makes you better. And really, like at the end of the day, the reason that I do what I do is because every kid deserves to have somebody walk through the door in the morning who's engaged, who's inspired, and who likes what she does.
Yes.
If you're not doing those three things when you walk in the door, you know, that's great, but that's custodial care, which is different than what I believe a nanny should be. And that's okay. Some days are like that. It's not right. Like every day is going to be that way. But in general, you know, you want people who are that for a kid who can really take it to the next level. That's what we all want for every kid, but especially for nanny care, where, you know, we're the creme de la creme, right? Mm-hmm. Parents are paying us the big bucks. And so, so really, every kid deserves it. And I want to make sure. And I feel like that's one thing that you can get from Nanny Palooza for sure. You will definitely come back inspired. You'll be happy to go to work on Monday morning because you'll come with some new insight or new connection, or even just a new person that you can like share your stories with. And you're definitely going to come away feeling energized and proud of what you do. So,
yeah. And whatever, you know, when you're closing your eyes at night and that part of your job that feels hard, that feels like an obstacle, whatever that is, you'll come back with some strategies for that.
Sure. And if there's not a class on it, I guarantee ask other nannies. So there are lots of opportunities, and that's another thing that's in the schedule this year. We're going to have a lounge space so that if you want to connect with somebody and there's not a session that you're interested in, there'll be a smaller room that you can sit and chat with. We're going to have some experts in there where you can go and ask them anything so that you can get one-on-one feedback on whatever that is. And even if you're not the kind of person who can bring up those things easily, there's a lot of networking time where you'll be able to engage. We've done all kinds of creative things in the past. I'm sure I'll have something up my sleeve, like we'll put topics on the tables at lunch and you can sit and just listen to whatever that topic might be at that table. Or we've done, you know, some one-on-one things. I usually make people play a few little games but nothing overwhelming, and you can always opt out.
I think there was like a bingo thing when I was there. I love it. And it was so good.
It gives you a chance. If you're hesitant to go up and talk to somebody new, if you have an excuse, it's much easier. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want to do it, nobody checks your work. It's totally fine. I like to tell the story because for a lot of people, this is an easy thing. Like, they're like, yes, sign me up. I can go talk to a million people. But for the more hesitant people, I've had lots of people like that. And my favorite one is a nanny. I won't use her name because I didn't ask her ahead of time. But she came in to us and she walked up to the registration table. And there were a lot of people hanging out with me at the registration table. But I could just read her face. I could just tell this was like overwhelming to her. Mm-hmm. And so I told everyone else, I'm like, just go away for a minute. And I went around to the table and I said, what do you need? And she's like, I'm just feeling overwhelmed. And so I grabbed somebody and they went off by themselves and just breathed and just had a minute. And then that person walked with her. I gave her her folder, walked with her into the sort of welcome reception, which is basically like a cocktail reception, like it's free form. And I checked on her several times through the weekend just to make sure she was okay, gave her what she needed. By the end of the weekend, she's knee deep in it. Like she'll say, I'm an introvert every weekend except when I'm at Nanny Palooza. And then I'm like this other person that I didn't even know I could be. So there's a space for you if you bring it. And there's a solution for anything that could be bothering you. If you just bring it to us, we're going to help you, even if all you need to do is to offload the stress of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's so funny that the social media has made our job so much easier because we are more connected than mm-hmm. we were when I started. There wasn't anything. I didn't even know another nanny, like anywhere. I hung out with a bunch of like stay-at-home moms. Which was not easy when you're like 28, you know, like their life is so different. But now we have all these connections and there's more groups and everything's great. But sometimes you need to talk things through, and it's not safe on social media to rant about certain things or to offload that in a way. So I think it's still important, whether it's at Nanny Palooza or a small get together or INA or the U.S. Nanny Association, whatever feels the right fit for you, to be able to make connections that you can at least talk on the phone with, mm-hmm. because it's, you just got to be careful about what you put things out there. Mm-hmm. You know that you still love this family, or that you at least respect them, or at least that you want another job. Right. But on, like, written down, sometimes it doesn't come across in the way that it should, and it could be dangerous. So,
yes, totally agree. And yeah, the I love the dark and the light side of social media, because it really has both. And I had an acting teacher once talk to us about, like, how technology can be a tool, and we can use it or it can use us. And so I just always think about that with social media and things like that, of like, am I being used by this, or am I using this, you know? And I think when we...
That's a great... I love that. Am I being used, or am I using it?
Yeah, yeah. Put yourself in the driver's seat.
We always think about that with kids, or at least I do. Like, that's my whole, like, thing with kids is, am I using this as a tool, or am I using it as a babysitter? Like, that's the break. But we have to do that with ourselves. And so I like that. See, I just learned something right now.
Oh, yay. awesome. Okay, so where can nannies go to find out more information, you know, all those nitty-gritty details, sign up?
So the best way is to go to nannypalooza.com, which is my website, and there's a few things there. But if you click the conference, there's a pull-down menu. Conference 2021 is the best page to click there, and there's some pictures. I thought there was a picture of you, but there's not right now. I was like, oh... And so that gives you the basic structure of the weekend. We have some optional CPR, or you can take the INA credential exam on Friday. And like I said, this year we're doing workshops on Friday afternoon, which typically that doesn't happen. Typically everything Friday afternoon is sort of like, you know, discussion groups or whatever. We don't have speakers that day. So, but this year, I just want to make sure you get your money's worth. So if you are coming this year, it would be helpful to get there by Friday morning before lunchtime, so that you could jump in. And then all day Saturday and Sunday. So on the webpage, it gives you that. It gives you the link for the airport hotel so that you can do it. The hotel cost is $119 a night plus the taxes. That's a special rate. And that will get you a double room or king room. Registration right now is $249 until June 25th. Again, that's more than usual, but what can we do?
Yeah, it is what it is.
Payment, there is a payment plan this year, as always. You can put down $100. You can make payments, or the system will just charge you the remainder in August. So then you can figure out how that works best for you. And it tells you what's included, as well as gives you links for if you want to sponsor or advertise at Nanny Palooza. If you, there's a thing for submitting a proposal, but I'm almost full. So hurry if you want to do that. but then you can also look at two good things also really quick is there's past Nanny Palooza conferences. It shows you all the schedules that we've ever had. Oh, so you get a feeling for some of the workshops. They're different every year, so that's and then there's also a link to a brochure that you can either print or email to your nanny family. So if your nanny family is not currently helping you with professional development, this is a great thing to do. Tell them that you are listening to the podcast. Nannies always want to know how to do this. This is what I would do if it were me. I would say, oh, I was listening to this great nanny podcast I listen to all the time called Chronicles of Nannia. I learned so many things from it, like this or this, or, you know, the way I do this with the kids. I learned that on that podcast. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about this conference, and I never knew about it. And so here's a brochure. I'd really like to go. It'd be so helpful if you could help me with some of the expenses. I think that the kids will get a lot out of me attending.
Yes.
And so what you want to do is then next time you make a contract with the family, you can put it in your contract. And then you just say, this is what I'd like my professional development money going towards. But if you don't have that in your contract, you can still ask. And sometimes employers will pay for your registration or give you miles to use for your airfare or for the hotel, points for a hotel, or even just some spending money so that you can help defray the cost of travel.
And give you the Friday off so you can make it by Friday.
Exactly. And the Friday off. And even that is just a great thing. We're done on Sundays by 12:30 or 1 o'clock, so it's fairly easy to get a flight home if you're traveling far. If you're driving, you have plenty of time to get home. So it's just Friday that you need. And you can come without that. If you even just can come Saturday and Sunday, it's still well worth your time.
Yes.
So nannypalooza.com, those are the nuts and bolts. And
Yeah, and I really do encourage you to talk to your families about it. I know that anytime bringing up money and things like that it can feel uncomfortable. But the reason you're doing this is to take better care of their children. So the worst that they can say is we can't do that right now. I can't imagine any family being upset that you want to better yourself.
No, and you're right. I think a lot of nannies are really nervous about asking, but it's not like you're asking. In most cases, there are questions that once you ask, the cat's out of the bag. Like, you know, you're asking for an extra week of vacation every year or... I don't know. Some things feel you're saying something about the kid's behavior or you know, there are questions that you can ask that can damage the relationship. But this is an easy one from my point of view, because they really are going to be like, and sometimes parents are like, Nannypalooza, that sounds ridiculous. Like, that's just a chance for you to go and have a good weekend. And send them to the site, send them an email and say, listen, it's a fun name because nannies know that play is important educationally. But look at this brochure, which, by the way, has a bunch of reasons why families should pay. Mm-hmm. Look at these past workshops that...
Play this episode for them.
Right. And just say, you know, I know this seems ridiculous to you, but... And then what the counter argument is, you know, almost every profession... has professional development provided for them at the employer's cost. Mm-hmm. So this is much like that time that you went to that, you know, symposium and I babysat the kids for the weekend, or, you know, this is like, when they bring a speaker into a workplace, we can't do that. So we have to create these opportunities. And that's true for all professional development that you're doing. Mm-hmm. So if you want to go to INA, to Nannypalooza, to the U.S. Nanny Association has an online one this year. Again, in the spring, we have INNTD.
Which is International Nanny Training Day, case.
Sorry. if you want a book, like you're excited to read Dan Siegel, and you want to do this, it's okay to ask your employers to provide that for you. And if they say no, they say no, and that's fine. But even if it's not in your contract, now, I don't think you can have an entitled opinion about it unless it's in your contract.
Right.
If you haven't negotiated that. And if you're going into that negotiation, all you need to do is say, I would like a small stipend for continuing my education. It's important to me. And it's so funny, too, because things change so fast. Like, again, I've been in this business for 20-something years. But even 10 years ago, we thought timeout was the best way.
Right.
Most of the early childhood world thought that timeout was the right way. Right?
Right.
That's what we were teaching 10 years ago. And we know now that not only is it not the right way, that in some cases it could be very harmful for kids.
Right.
That we've been doing it wrong. That we've been whatever. We've had positive discipline speakers at almost every Nannypalooza because of that for the last, you know, 7 or 8 years. And you can cite that as an example. You can cite the example of car seat safety,
right,
which we've had car seat, we don't this year, but that's the kind of changing. The food allergies this year one for sure is going to be brand new information. Some of the mindfulness stuff that we're doing this year and the breathing, that's all new techniques that have just come in the last few years that could change the way that we do things with kids for the better. So it's important to find something that speaks to you. And again, if it's not Nanny Palooza, by all means, find something that does work and talk to your employers. I'm sorry, I went off on a little rant there, didn't I?
That's A-okay. I love rants. I love Sue rants in particular. Well,
it's just so hard because I just feel so strongly.
Yes. And I love your passion. And I'm going to make a little rant of just listeners, like Nanny Palooza was one of the best weekends of my life. Like I'm serious when I say I'm still friends with people from Nanny Palooza, and I did come back so inspired. I was a better nanny. I learned things about like professional development and my contract. My contract changed after Nanny Palooza for the better. I got so many speakers for my podcast from Nanny Palooza because you find really, really wonderful speakers who do speak in a way that takes into consideration our job, because we are under the childcare umbrella, but being a nanny is a very specific part of that umbrella. And a lot of times we have to kind of carve out our own path when we're taking in childcare materials, because a lot of it's geared towards parenting or in the classroom or things like that. And we have to be like, okay, how does this translate to our nanny day? And this is a whole weekend of people having done that work for you. And so it's easily digestible. And then also will stick with you. There are things that I think of that I'm like, oh yeah, I learned that at Nanny Palooza. And I need to bring that tool out of my tool belt right now. Like I went to Pascal Brady's Power Tools for Power Struggles. And like, I still use that. I'm like, Martha, drop the rope. You don't need to have a tug of war right now. Drop the rope.
Yeah.
And I hear Pascal's wonderful French accent, in my brain as I do that. You know, I'm not going to do it right now because I'll butcher it. But in my brain, it sounds really great. And your passion and commitment to making this accessible, inclusive, and just like so loving is just wonderful. And it really shines through the whole weekend of like seeing on someone's face, like she was overwhelmed in that moment. and like follow, you know, checking in with her and things like that. Like every person that shows up to Nanny Palooza becomes, I think, one of your ducklings. And Wow. That's like just such a lovely place to be.
Aw, that's so nice. You're gonna make me cry. It certainly is true that everybody that comes to Nanny Palooza, I feel like they're a friend to me immediately. Yeah. They're family. And it is a community. Mm-hmm. It's very funny. This year in particular, the registration went live and the first like, you know, burst of people that registered were all like all of these people that have been before that. And I was like, oh my goodness, I miss this person. And I think everybody couldn't wait to be back together again. Yeah. I think we all love each other so much, and people, you know, it really is something I started, but everybody helped me build, and I'm so appreciative of that spirit. So, but we have lots of newcomers this year too, which is surprising to me. And I hope that anybody that's out there listening, you feel welcome and included as well.
Yes. And I really think you will. Yes, go visit nannypalooza.com. And if it is in your ability to go this year, highly recommend it. And if it's not, put it in your mind, plant that seed, start putting it in your contract when you renegotiate, things like that, to plant the seed so you can make it in the future, because it's a wonderful event and worth making time for.
Well, thank you. This was so fun. Can I come back and talk about something else again?
Yes, please. We will. You and I will arrange that. I really want to have you back on.
It's such a joy to talk to you all the time. You're so just wonderful.
Aw, thank you. It's a joy to talk to you too. Well, great. Let's end with a cute, fun story.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna tell this one because this one's fun for me, and it makes me look good. So I like a story that makes me look good and is fun for me. About 2 or 3 years ago, I got this LinkedIn message from my very first nanny kid. So back in the day, people didn't decide to be nannies. They sort of fell into it mostly. A few people, but like that's how most of the people from my generation, I'm so old, that's how it started for us. And so when I started, I really didn't know what I was doing, in a lot of ways. And he had reached out to me. He was having a kid and he wanted to know how to hire a nanny. And he found me on LinkedIn, which was so fun. And we had like a lovely chat. I hadn't talked to him in a very long time. Really since he was an adult. And it was so funny. And I was like, but I felt like this need. I'm like, I really have to apologize to you because now that I know what I know, I made so many mistakes and I could have been better and I lost my temper and I yelled and like I started going into this litany of like things. And he's like, what are you talking about? All I remember is that we like sang Jimmy Buffett and you took us to the pool. And I was like, okay. Okay, that's great. So now what I've taught this child who's going out to the world isn't anything about empathy or positive discipline, like none of that. But at least I made a Jimmy Buffett fan out of this like 20-something kid. But, you know, but I use that story and I think it's so funny because that is what they remember how you made them feel, right? Mm-hmm. Not Maya Angelou. They don't always remember everything you said or anything you did, but they remember how you made them feel. And I just think that's so funny that that's what I made him feel. Like he was a parrot head and a good swimmer.
Yes. Which is an important life skill.
It is. It is. Yeah. But yeah.
And that's so funny and so sweet. And yes. And I know that you also taught him empathy and all of that good stuff.
I'm sure there were some good things, but it's just funny. Well, it's just funny. Cause you know, like, I don't know if you're young still, so this probably hasn't happened, but you look back and you're like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that, or I shouldn't have done that. Like whatever.
No,
but
that absolutely has happened to me.
They're so like resilient that like, it's not the everyday things that happen. It's like the big broader picture of what you do. Yeah. And they did, I'm sure they felt loved. So that's good. But it's just, the whole Jimmy Buffett thing was just so funny to me. He said it like 4 times. Like, you know, I just remember that. And I was just like, oh my God, did I really play that much Jimmy Buffett for him? Like I was like just out of college. So I was young.
But... yeah. I remember my nanny played, I think it's Amy McGrath. The baby, baby, that song. Da-na-na-na. Yeah, I can't sing more of it.
Not McGrath, Amy Grant.
Amy Grant. Yeah. Thank you. Yes, I remember like specifically being in her car jamming to Amy Grant. So we, you know, music speaks to us.
Yes. Yes. If you learn nothing else, don't play embarrassing things to the kids. Like, do something wisely that stands the test of time.
That's very good advice.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Sue. I really appreciate you taking time.
Thank you. No, thank you, Martha. This was so much fun.
And we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
I love providing Chronicles of Nania to you at no cost. So if you love this podcast, please consider donating by clicking the Support the Show link in the show notes. I also totally understand if a donation isn't the way you can show your support right now. Another excellent way to support the podcast is to rate and review on Apple Podcasts. Those ratings help other nannies and caregivers around the world find Chronicles of Nania. Also, if you love the show, tell your friends. Word of mouth is so helpful to get the word out about the podcast. And truly, thank you for listening. It really means the world to me. The Chronicles of Nania is produced and hosted by Martha Tyler. Artwork by Noni Blastodon. Theme music by Brad Kemp. Find him at secondbedroomstudios.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Chronicles of Nania and on Twitter at Nania Podcast. To contact us, email chroniclesofnania@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
This show has been brought to you by Machine Culture.